Anyway, today she is sponsored Fush Lema. The man doesn't feel well. Let's knock this off quick. We'll do an 18-minute off so you go back to sleep. Chana Kelebas Etel Arman Yehudis Yehuda Aslan Ben Vicky and Yaakov Shur Ben Chana Rav Chaim Shem Chai Roiza Chai Rochav Special Roiza Esli Ben Chai Yafa. Welcome back over there in the back.
And Yaakov
Ben Chana. Haven't seen you in a while. Shmuma Nevairo Chai Tobas Panima. What's going on?
They don't know.
What?
Blum Bas Chana Rochav.
He was in the hospital like three times the past week.
Blum Bas Chana Rochav.
Same thing as
he. And no. Esther Chaya Bas Devoiro. He's supposedly doing a little better.
He's in rehab. I don't know if he's home or in rehab. He's home.
He's
in the hospital. He should hopefully be home before you enter.
Who cracked him that?
Bel Chaim, yes, we're left. He ended up in the back seat.
What?
He ended up in the back seat.
Yeah. What happened?
Somebody didn't like his chair.
What, he got into an accident?
In front of him, yeah.
Really?
Relatively minor.
I thought
he was about the boy that was in the accident.
No.
He's the Merle Chaim Swerlo.
Oh.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I heard he was home.
I thought he was about one of those five.
Was
right?
One of the boys doing a little better. I mean, it's just
to say. Another boy was in the car?
No, mixed up from last week, Friday.
Terrible.
Not
terrible
it's
accident.
Normal, by the way.
Anyway. Simon, Tesla. Tlosa Talmud, Vitlosa Bale Chayv, Smaitut. I just got it now. I'm just thinking, look at this. Shemeya Umatim. It wasn't even planned.
No.
I just saw it now. I'm telling you, I did it last night. If I would have known the joke, I would have said it last night. That you could rest assured with me.
So when you're tired, you're not dyslexic?
We're starting on top, Lamed Aleph and Beis by the Simonim. It's a good thing we had Reb David Cohen speaking on Shabbos with all the Simonim, and now we're inundated with Simonim.
Yeah.
I'm an Aleph. Right on top, right? Tippy top. So Gemara says, the Gemara is bringing 13 different cases that we learn out from Midvar Sheker Tirchuk. We started with, we had over here on the bottom, Sangirun, then Bor, Yedech Gazlan, that's three. Yedech Adayin Shedeb Din Shu Mirma, that's four. So we have four, and then we have another.
I just got the joke.
The Tesla?
Yeah.
It's not a joke. It's real. Relax. It's a real good joke.
Oh. You said I just made it up?
I don't know what you were talking about.
It's in a Tesla.
Anyway, so it's.
I got it.
It's the problem is that's how he reads it. You know, that's the biggest problem of all. So there's eight more kids. I saw it interesting that Chos Mishal Kosh Baruch Hu is Emes from Aleph to Mem is 13, from Mem to Sof is 13 letters. So it's that's why Mar brings 13. It's 13 things that are connected to Midrashak Tichuk, and you're supposed to say the Emes. So Menayel Talmud, we move on over here with more Sheker. Menayel Talmud Shiyoshev Nirabe V'royas Chus La'ani V'choy V'l'asher. He sees a schus la'ani chayv la'ashir, and actually yishtik, and now I'll keep quiet. Tamalemar midvar sheker tirchak. So he sees that he's schus la'ani chayv la'ashir. Now he's not passing like that. The rabbi, the dayan, was fakert. He was being matzik the usher. But he sees, this guy sees for the ani something. He's mechuyif to, even though people tend to, ashirim, they tend to get respect. You have to go ahead and break that thing and give the ani the right, the real rights, what you think is the right thing. Speak up, basically. It's interesting because I saw, brought down Shulchan Aruch, I think it's the Taz or the Shach, somebody says that if it's fakert, then you're not mechuyev to go ahead and what's it called? means if he's being matzdik the ani and being mechayev the usher, then you would not, I don't know, it's a chiddush, you would not be mechuyev to go ahead, even though if you see that maybe the usher is right, you're not be mechuyev to go ahead and fix the din. The Taz. I think it's a Taz. Masha? Okay.
Right,
just says like that. Pasha, that's the way the Gemara. Gemara's going, but I'm saying the Taz learns not like that. Yeah.
The Taz or the Bach?
Who? Bach, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah? Hey, what was that? Hold on. That's a Sefer?
That's
right. Is
it
Ainglut from the Taz?
No.
Oh.
The middle of 30 Svarim? My gosh.
But he doesn't remember.
No,
you've
got to be close to
100. 93.
That's it? Can't be that young.
That's what his Kananel says.
Yeah.
I think you would know.
So he's good friends with
Rebbe Kamenetsky?
Yeah.
No, with Rebbe Yaakov
Perlow. Not in the beginning.
No, hence he keeps.
You didn't say good friends with Rebbe.
No, good friends with Yaakov Perlow. You mixed up.
He was very close.
No,
he
said
he was very close
with Rebbe Yaakov. No, it was mixed. It was unconfusing. He was saying Rebbe Yaakov Perlow, and he said a story about Rebbe Kamenetsky.
Yeah, you're confused. I'm also confused. You're listening.
That's at the end. The first story that he said with Campo Gordo, when he talked about the herring,
that's
the herring schlepper.
Herring schlepper.
He said he was close to the Rav and Kamenetsky.
And he said
Rav and
Kamenetsky was old then, right? They
right.
Schlepped him.
Right.
I don't think he was. I think he mixed. I think he was trying to say I'm close to Rav Yaakov Perl. He put them both in the story.
Quite close to both of them.
I don't know.
Quite close to both of them. No.
We tried listening. Just. Anyway, weiter. So you have to be careful with that. Minayin Talmud Shuroi is Rabbish Toy Bedin. You see that he's mistaken Bedin.
Hey.
Shaloi. Yeah, if you want to, are you guys going to like Cambodia? Where are you going? Oh, you really are? You staying there? You sleeping in the yeshiva?
PRT?
Well, he's going there for his yeshiva is going there for Yandev? They are? Rosamund yeshiva is going there.
You want to ask again in a different way?
Wow.
You get the same answer?
You're cooking?
No.
Your father's going too? Wow.
Wow.
You got to buy a suit?
So we might lose you from the daf?
We got to buy you a hat? Suit? Shoes?
Minayal Talmud Sheroyes Rabish Toya Bedin. You see that he's making a mistake. Shloyomar Amtin, we're very proud of you. Shloyomar Amtin loy ad shig merenu. Vastarenu vavnenu mishali. Means you want to look good. So you wait till he finishes, and then you're the one that brings out the real psak. The shikra adin al shmi. No, right away when you see the problem, don't wait till it's finished and then try to get how do you call it? Get
credit.
Recognition.
Why are other people there
recognition.
Able to
you want to get the proper recognition.
Why are other people there able to
credit?
Call?
What do you mean?
What
you're
doing the
if you see something wrong, you have to say it.
It's not a forever hold your peace.
Yeah, it's not. He's not. It's,
fasting,
it's not a. What do you call the thing that the thing that the
dictator?
A democracy.
It's not a democracy.
No, it is a democracy. I'm not sure which one is which.
Oligarchy.
Klein.
Who's Klein?
The guy with the camera.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you speak up. You see something wrong, you speak up.
FAA.
You'll see something, say something.
Right.
No, that's for a bomb.
You got it. You got it.
And also.
Right.
Yeah, it's a very good too. Still, he's on his game. Man. He's up today. Now, Tom, what do you mean? You're in Besden. You see something that the guy messed up. So you tell him, by the way, Rabbi, there's something wrong. That lochus vakert. What do you mean? Always like that. I know what you're talking about. Minayel Talmud Shomle Rabbi Yadani Ato Yadea Ato B Sheim Noisli Meya Mono Any Mevada Mono Any Mevada. I'm not saying the I'm still saying the truth. Money Yeshli It's a plenty. Vainly Ovel Eidechad, but I only have Eidechad. But I'm telling you, I know. Means you're talking about the Rabban Kala. Rabban Kala. He's not saying he's saying the truth. Minayel Shli Starvimoy, but you're not an aid. Tam lo midrash hakatecha. You can't even start with him, even if you know that he's saying the truth. So more say midrash hakatecha nafka havadish kura mashaka. That's not midrash. Midrash hakatecha means that you shouldn't look like you're saying the false thing. It's not 100%. You're not lying 100%, but you're like, but you're in the lying field. But over here, this is straight out. I mean, you're not an aide and becoming an aide. Rachmanam l'sanam rachayit shaker. What's this? Can't be midrash shaker. El goin, another case. I have one aide. V'to ato kum hasam. Just hang around over here. Come with me. Walk into bezin with me. V'le tamer le me. You don't have to say a word. The lamz m'shikra. Nothing's coming out of your word shikra. Afi la'ocha also mishum shnema midrash shaker. You're not allowed to go ahead and
using you as an aide.
That guy's going to get scared. He's going to think you have two Adam. Right? He was going to say, you know what? Rabbanan Kal is coming with two Adam.
Back down.
And the truth is, Rabbanan's right. I mean, Rabbanan, it's true what's going on over here. But the Adam is wrong. So the mice is that you can't do.
The parents are bad.
You can't make the guy shake in his pants for no with illegally.
Call his bluff.
I'm going to say 200. They should agree on a mana. Then Shua made the mixes. Then I can regal Shua for something else. You can't do that because Lamaisa, he only owes you $100. That was the original loan. That's where you should come on him. Don't mana him 200. So you should be made down 100. So you chayv Shua and you have a trick on another din. You have to speak the truth. You know, it's an interesting. Thing.
No, yeah.
No, a guy told me that a guy rented an apartment and it's just, a guy went there at Shulf Pesach, so he was negotiating with a guy for an apartment. He didn't want to sign in right away because if you sign in 1 month, 2 months before Pesach, people still think they get top dollar. But it gets close to Pesach and then I rent it out, so he'll give it to you for cheap. So this guy didn't have any money. He was going there at Shulf, so he didn't answer. And the guy before Purim was driving crazy. Let's go, you got to give him an answer. But there weren't a lot of people going. There was influx of apartments, but he really wanted to answer. And the guy, I could rent out somewhere else. He's like, listen, I can't answer you until after Purim. He didn't want to answer because he didn't want to pay top dollar. Lamaisa, it was a one-bedroom apartment. This guy had 5 kids. So he would have to sleep them in the living room.
Story. He told us.
I thought
he got another apartment.
Somebody called him up after Purim and gave him a free apartment. A fancy free apartment, like 5 bedroom big. So Lamaisa, he called the guy up. He didn't want to tell him that he was waiting. He told the guy, listen, your apartment, there was no room for my kids.
In a nice way.
I had to sleep in the living room. This apartment has 3 bedrooms. I'm able to sleep the kids, so I'm taking this apartment. So he didn't lie, but as long as he didn't lie, that was interesting. No, he didn't want to say, like, the other guy gave him free, and this guy.
What was it straight up?
It was...
Point.
No, it wasn't. He didn't lie. He didn't say from his mouth a lie.
Neither do these guys here say a lie.
If you listen to the story, you realize about halfway through you realize it's not a bunch of story.
Nice, he wakes up mad. It's good. He wakes up mad. It's like, it's pretty interesting.
You know, he wakes up money, gets it so low again tonight, then tomorrow night.
Yeah. No, I'm happy that we could be the catalyst for him not screaming at his wife and kids. Happy. Can you imagine you wake up in the morning like that? Boom. Anyway.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to keep coming back.
We're going to keep coming back. Of course you're going
to
keep
listen,
coming
we
back.
Like you. We're happy to have you here. You know what I mean? You're a very good patient. Let's go. We should bring him flowers today. I think we should bring him nice roses, yeah, you know, something nice. Yeah. Now I want something.
Him and my wife.
I mean, I'm not bringing your wife anything. I say, you bring your wife, I'll bring him. Mrs. Chisra, the Yaitse say.
Now they're
selling
that order either.
Yeah. Okay. Minai Lenoisha Bechai
Verimono.
What does that mean? Somebody told me Trader's Joe today is going to be a zoo because all the Jews go there.
Friday was.
Friday was crazy?
Friday was a disaster.
Really?
Friday was a disaster.
There's nothing left now.
There's nothing left.
Last year was already.
Go to the one.
I said, can we still buy for next winter from Tatini? Is there still clothing in the store or was sold out? Like for next winter? I'm talking about like.
There's one.
I'm talking about 2027.
There's one in Howell, a half hour away.
Yeah, that one probably still rocking. Yeah. No, the best.
Howell's already picked up in the juice.
The young global poly.
There's no parking.
They fixed the tariff, so we could wait till next year.
Okay, let's go. Minayim l'noishel b'chaver mono.
They're relatively reasonable.
They're actually very well priced.
Which store?
They're open.
Who's that?
Okay, minayim l'noishel b'chaver mono. V'tanu masayim. How do you know? If I owe you 100, v'tanu masayim, shelo yomar. So over here, you guys are ready? I'm getting into flowers, unbelievable. You guys are real. No, they're real romantic people here, all about flowers. If it wasn't about romance, you take a little grass, like the Gemara says outside. The Shulchan Aruch says, take grass from outside, put it in the house. Take a few weeds from here and cut it, put it out. Yeah.
Tell it. Wow. Okay. I can't away with that. Wait.
Who?
That out? That's
only greenery. Only greenery. You'll see.
Hello. Print that.
He's
still gonna print that out and bring it back again.
You ready, guys? Basically, I owe you $100, and the guy says 200, and I'm kai for everything. If I'm be moed and mixers, I be chayav shua. He's smarter. I mean, I'm smarter than you. You're trying to be megalo shua on me. I say you come to me. You say you owe me 200. I say I owe you nothing. Shloyeh machaprenu bezdin. And Bezdin says, I owe you nothing. So now I'm Chuyeshua. The Oidler, who's Bezdin, comes, as soon as they walk out of Bezdin, he gives him $100. That's also a lie. That's a white lie. And Bezdin says, I owe you 3 shekels. Now, what does that mean? It's a white lie. Even though they, he's zicha owes it to them, but still, it's not truthful. What you guys are doing. Like, you're not going to get it. Now, what does that mean? What you guys are doing. Yeah. One's wearing just a pharaoh, and the echad lavish it's talis is wearing a pharaoh Gucci. So one guy is dressed to the sky, looks like Moshe Reichman, and one guy looks like a schlepper. That's not good. That's me and mona. Shanle lavish come I say, wear like the other guy, wear schlepper clothing. Or bring the schlepper up. You can't look. The guy is a disadvantage. I'm not sure tichok. Kavod kamei the rava, baravuno. And he brings a story, Taka, when he came to Bezin, Amul Shlufu Puzmachu, because they take off those Gucci shoes. Because the guy looked all hot. The guy came into Bezin, the one guy, he was like, he thought he was on top of the game because he's got the look. They say, you know what? Take the jacket off, go put on a tattered shirt, take off your shoes. You know, you look at the other guy, we'll talk.
The shirt, shoes, anything but socks.
Yeah. Well, you don't wear socks.
You don't talk, yeah.
How do you know you can't listen? Again, that's also an edge to the guy that looks like what's going on. You're not allowed to Rav Kahana Maslin Siso Loi Sashi. That's where he learns it out. This is what you should not do. A guy who has a toyin. You hire a toyin. What happens is, me and Chapel are in a dispute. So we argue for a little bit, 2-3 times, you know, and then we both realize, like, where's this going? We say, no, let's settle this thing. Forget it. It's 100 grand. You're not getting the whole 100. You see, you're not getting the whole. You're going to fight now for how long? Let's just settle it. I'll give you $85,000. He says, okay, fine. And if he hires a lawyer, the lawyer's not selling nothing. You hired a guy to fight with me.
Spiegel.
You hired a guy, and that's it. Too bad. Fight it out. No, I want the whole 100. So this is a problem. What happens is you take something that has a field that has a leans on it, all kinds of stuff. You say, listen, I'm a tough guy. I'll deal with it. That's also not the right thing. I saw something interesting that if let's say you have a property that has first rights of refusal, means you rent it out to a guy. I rent the property as first rights, and I want to buy it, and the owner wants to sell it. So the guy who rents it has first rights of refusal because he's the renter. So you say, okay, so pay me what the price is. Now what you do is you want to get a higher price. You have a guy go and send a bid in for $1.5 million. The guy has no intention of buying it. Now, first right refusal, it's $1.5 million. Now I'm stuck. I got to pay $1.5 million, even though.
Is that lawful?
No, I'm saying that's what it is. No, I do with this gemara. It's also the middle of shakatecha. Same idea. You know what I mean? The guy has no interest in buying it. They shtel it too. I saw something interesting. Now I love the Baal Din Shlo Yatim Dvoro Ladayin Kerem Shiva Baal Din Chaveroi, that is famous Rabbi Yonis Aibishetz, that they asked him how he was able to not. He says that he was never chayta. He says I didn't do avera because every time Yitzhar came to me, Yitzhar comes when a person is born. Yitzhar comes only at 13. He said, listen, I can't talk to you now till my baldin comes. Got to have both baldinim over here. Right now, all I have is Yitzhar till 13. After 13, come back. We'll talk. We'll talk then. We'll hash it out. So that's who was able to stop himself from doing avera. Try that.
The guy never came back.
After sending the guy away for so many years, he just said, you know what? I'll go on to the next guy.
So then he couldn't listen to this lady at Yitzhar because there's only one.
Ain't Haggis Elvis, this is a famous thing from the Yonis Avishitz. Ain't Haggis Elabroy Lahoid.
How old was he when he got started this?
From the day he was born.
Shelly, good, you're on your ball.
Yeah, these guys are good, eh? I'm happy. Happy to get them going. Okay, Ain't Haggis Elabroy Lahoid. What with our show?
Yeah.
Hiring a towing. Yeah.
Because they have to win.
Yeah. And also, if you pay a guy, that's his parnasa. That's what I see. I see this is very common. You're paying a guy, he's buying his wife a dress with this money. He's making yontif. He has to make yontif. Whether this hurts you or doesn't hurt you, it doesn't matter. He could have settled it two months ago. Not fair. Doesn't matter. He's not backing off. What's he back off for?
He goes home afterwards.
He doesn't care. You get to say $500 an hour. So, okay, you know, I need another $10,000 for yontif. You know, okay. Give me a little bit. We'll talk.
Because the other way, don't settle yet. Let's drag Sarah drop more.
Ain't no exilber lahoy. It's a terrible thing. Lafuke mai. I'm a papa lafuke melech. Who's going lafuke melech? Melech is not allowed to go to din. It's a posik. Not allowed to go to bezdin. Not covered. Rabbi Akbar lafuke misacha v'kuvya. A guy who's a Rashi brings down somewhere. Thought I saw it. Yeah, Derech Bezoyin Uloi.
Really?
We had a Laflamen.
Yeah.
Same Tosim Lecha Melech Shatei Masi Alecha. Abba Loi Tzorch Lam Lefne Adayim. Tamar Leel. Derech Bezoyin Uloi. Yeah. So then Lafukim Rabbi Yankam Amel Lafukim Sachem Kuvia. A guy who plays a dice, man. That's a Atlantic City goer. Mandam Sachem Kuvia. Kolch Gemelech. Because Masaku is on their banner. It's what's that lashon? He's not in the normal people. Yishevaylam, yeah. But a king is deraisa. Man Amar Melech, Masakuim deraisa, Mechzachazi. Rabbanon the paslu. That's only the Rabbanon. So maybe he would be good. Zokti Gemara Vnei Beznim Shloim Vnei Beznim. So the Mishnah basically said we have machloikas from Meir and Chachamim in the Mishnah. It says. El Baroy Lahoid, Bifnei Bezim, Shalai Bifnei Bezim, Piatzmoy, by himself, Bom Piacherim, Ein Chayim Ach Yichbem Bezim, the Remeir. Chamoim, no, Bein Piatzmoy, Bein Piacherim, Ein Chayim Ach Yichbem Bezim. So what's the Machlaikas over here? So the Lord goes on to say what the Machlaikas is. Maikam Ifli, Amru Rabbanu Kameder Apapa, Bedoin Mino, Umino, Bedoin Mino, Mino, Bedoin Mino of Oikab Asro. The question is, when you learn something out from somewhere, do you take the whole limud 100%, or you just take what's negated to you, and the rest, yeah, you go back to where you, to your thing, and you learn the way you want to learn, not from there. So that's the machlokes. Ramei Savar, don't mi no mi no me pikadon. You learn from Shavuos pikadon. Ma pikadon mushu piatzmai chayiv. Af edus mushu piatzmai is chayiv. So too Shavuos edus you'll be chayiv. We learn from there. Umino. Ma pikodem bein bezdin bein shloim bezdin, af edus bein bezdin bein shloim bezdin. So Mila, that's why he learns out that it could be when it's Mipi Atzmai, it's either one. Rabbanan Sa'ari, no. Don't mean no. V'oiki ba'asra. Ma pekod in mush Mipi Atzmai chayev. Av'ez mush Mipi Atzmai chayev. V'oiki ba'asra. Now you go back to what were you holding. Tishul Seidus. Ma mush Mipi Achirim be'bezin in shloy bezin loy. Av mush Mipi Atzmai be'bezin in shloy bezin loy. So Mila, he holds across the board. It will not be at a bezin. Amalu Rapapa, imen pekod in gamri, lo, Rabbanan, the kule amal loy pliga the domino mina. If you learn out from pikadon, everyone will hold that you learn out from pikadon, and there's no question. Nobody argues if domino mina or domino oiko astro. That's not the that can't be the machlokes. Everybody will agree that you learn out from there 100%. So what's the pshan rabbanon? At the time the rabbanon the meisel kavu chaimer. You bring from kavu chaimer. Umam pi acherim chayev pi asme la kolch game. So the ma'aselam kavu chaimer dialam this is kadam ma mush be achem bezin in shloy bezin loy ab mush be achem v'nei bezin shloy v'nei bezin loy since you have a kavu chaimer and dialam this is kadam you can't be better than the kavu chaimer so maybe that's what he says it's only in front of bezin not out of bezin and that and another thing to do with doimin over kabasho I'm there bun la papa mi matzis amrit lav b'doimin al pligi you tell me that they're not arguing with such a machlokes I'll prove to you wrong. Vatanan, God Pikodin, Mashvuas Apikodin, the Heg is Ba Noshim, Uva Noshim, Birchaikin, women and men, Birchaikin, Makrovim, doesn't matter if it's relatives or not relatives, Bikshirim, Sulim, Pne Bezim, Shlavim, and Bezim, and Pia Asim, Pia Kherim, Ainachaib, Ashikhbe, Baby Bezim, Dirame, it has to be in Bezim. Vichama, and Baim Piazim, Baim Pia Kherim, Kimish Kafa Bechaib, Mushbe Kherim, Pikodin, Manalu, or Bond the Chaib, how do you know? Lad the Gamilom Aedus. You learn after Shua's Eidus. Mishma'am no, but dami no, mi no. Pligi. That's the machlokes, obviously. So Gemara says, you're right. Mahi in. From there, you can taxi, but mahal leka mashinah. Means you want to bring a raya. You want to say that our machlokes is totally in this din of dami no, mi no, leka mashinah or not. You have no raya because I have another way of learning. Not that there's no such that Rabbanan don't hold of this thing. Means Gemara in the original saying that they don't hold of it. No, they hold of it. But there's no raya from our Mishnah. That's what their machlokes is. We have a different way to learn because we have a dialogue in this kanadim, a kavu chaimer. Nothing to do with domino mino. Like last maybe they would hold domino like domino mino. But you have no raya. That's all he's saying. You have no raya. Yeah, but you have no raya from our sugya. That's the point of the gemara. The chayv on zodan shvur, yichayv on zodan shvur. So we said that this is bemazed. Means normally a shvuas bitu a shvuas kamar oil of yoreh is not chayev on something that you told that you did b'mezid. It has to be you forgot. Menar mila, how do you know that if you did b'mezid chayev tana rabbanon bekulanem and behem v'nelam? By the other ones it says v'nelam. By over here mekalanem v'nelam. Why not l'chayev al mezid kishayeg? That's what I'm telling you. The chayev even if it's b'mezid, you know that you're lying. It wasn't a mistake. It was calculated. Avera, decision. Ashkagasa imzadan eidus means that you knew that you were lying, but you didn't know the chayav kamer elu yoy. What does that mean? That's what Gemara says. Tan echidam ishkagasa imzadan eidus. We don't know, but imi yadani shishvuas vasura. I know that I'm not making sure. Aval imi yadai imshkagasa im chayav elu carbon eloy. I don't know if you have a carbon. So Milo, I'm not. That's called a shoygig with a zadan, and now you be chayav kamer elu yoy. Veichayam ashkagasa grei daso. Why? Because the Gemara says, Rashi and the Mishnah said, that this is total, Rashi brought down, Shai Nusenhein. They totally forgot that they knew Eidus. That's called the Anus, and that's not called Nishma L'Sheker. Where? Yeah, we didn't get there. There was a machloikis, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, what Rav said, and each one made a shvur what he said, and then Rav came in and said what he said. So one of them were wrong, but they both made a shvur. So Rav said that Potter, because Libcha Nascha, because to them, they forgot what he said, and they thought that this is what it was. So totally anusim. So you see, Libcha Nasa, Lema Tanil, the Rav Kahana, the Rasi. You see this halacha. Basically, the way some learn is like Rav didn't have to say this halacha because you know from our Mishnah. So Gemara says, loy. I've got the tanan itzrach. You still need it. Sometimes you know helchuhu the loy ksev and nelam. They've been in shog doing amazing. I've also ksev and nelam. So I feel like gosa kolduhu. It is some shkan. The maaseh they forgot. They forgot. They should be chayev. Kamashul that no. And that's called libcha and ascha, and it's totally honest, and you're not chayev. You wouldn't be chayev on such a shvua. It's not the Mishnah.
You got it.
No, not really. It's a hard Mishnah. Tonight we're doing tomorrow's daf, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, this is also the fact that Echad is 13. That's what you might have to think about. You know, 13 is an unlucky number.
Right. Echad is also 13, right. I saw that, yeah.
So that's why the 13, you mentioned about 13 in the beginning.
Shav Rufu Shleima, Rabbi Hefter. Agut Yontov. Chag Sameach. Not too much cheesecake, okay? You're going to be home. You're going to gain a lot of weight because you're not walking around. So be easy on the cake and the food intake, you know?
No way.
Chag Sameach. Aleph Beis. Hashoichu Amalga Yad. Somebody sounds like RFK. Hashoichu Amalga Yad. Somebody who shechts with a Malga Yad is a sickle. I think it's a sickle. Vitzor is a rock, a very pointy rock. Uvakana is a stick. That's kshera. As long as it does the job. Akol shochten, loyim shochten, akol shochten. Chutz maga kotzer. Maga kotzer you can't do because it has a teeth. Vamagera is also teeth. Vashinayim. Shinayim is a... is a tooth of a behema. A tooth of a behema. Vatzipoirin is a nail. Vneshein chonkin. They choke. They don't cut. You have to... Hashoichu magal kotzer b'derech alechosa. If you go this way, that would be fine. Beshayim poysel, misil machshirin. V'michliku shineo harein kesaken. Means you made it smooth so it could, it doesn't... Right, it doesn't, it can't be catchy. It has to... We have to bring German in over here to talk about this. We have 18 days left to the Siyam. Big Siyam coming up. Oh, you can't imagine.